VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the United States is ending a 1955 treaty with Iran. It's in response to an order from the UN's highest court that the United States remove sanctions on Iran that limit imports of humanitarian goods, including medicine, food, and airplane parts. The court's rulings are binding, but it does not have a way to enforce them. This is just the latest step in a battle over measures that the Trump administration put back in place earlier this year. Pompeo is scheduled to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Sunday in Pyongyang, his fourth trip to the North this year and third as Secretary of State. He spoke to reporters about it on Wednesday.
I'm very happy to be going back to get another chance to continue to advance the commitment that Chairman Kim and President Trump made back in Singapore in the second week of June. I'm optimistic that we'll come away from that with better understandings, deeper progress, and a plan forward, not only for the summit between the two leaders, but for us to continue the efforts to build out a pathway for denuclearization.
Melania Trump visited a former slave-holding facility on Ghana's coast Wednesday, calling it very emotional.
It's really, really touching. And the dungeons that I saw, it's really something that people should see and experience, and what happened so many years ago, it's really a tragedy.
On the second day of her goodwill trip to Africa, President Trump's wife visited the Cape Coast Castle, one of about 40 slave castles built on the Gold Coast of West Africa by European traders. This is VOA News. Time is running out on Indonesia's Sulawesi Island as rescuers dig through debris for survivors of Friday's 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami. More than 1,400 people were killed, hundreds injured. Officials expect both numbers to increase sharply. Hundreds more are still missing, and tens of thousands of people have been displaced, among them child survivors of the devastating earthquake and tsunami. They are unprotected and vulnerable to exploitation. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The full extent of the disaster is still emerging, but the UN Children's Fund says it is very worried about its impact upon the children. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyarak says his agency is very concerned about the many children who are likely to have become orphaned or separated from their parents by the disaster and have no one to protect them.
This is also a region with a low birth registration, only 33% of children are registered, and birth registration is of paramount importance in terms of child protection.
Children who have no birth certificate are officially invisible. They cannot access basic services such as health, social welfare, and education.
An American government survey shows one in three people in the United States eat fast food every day.
The survey of about 10,000 adults was done over 4 years by the CDC. The study did not find a difference between men and women, but higher-income families ate fast food more often than lower-income families, and blacks ate it more often than any other racial or ethnic groups. Health officials say too much high-calorie fast food can lead to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and other health problems. This is the first federal study to look at how often adults eat fast food.
Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker. South Korea's military is removing landmines along the heavily fortified border with the North. The effort is aimed at reducing tension and building trust on the divided peninsula. The project began Monday, the result of an agreement reached during last month's summit in the capital Pyongyang between dictator Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Two American scientists and a British scientist have won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their work in developing methods of genetic change. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced its award Wednesday. It comes with a $1 million prize. The Academy's Literature Prize will not be given this year, however, because of a sexual misconduct scandal at the Academy. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.